Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is so good to have you all joining us this morning. It is Wednesday, August 5th, and want to say hello to everyone who has already checked in. You can check in a couple of ways. You can always text us or call us at 702-364-9400. This morning, we have Lori checking in from North Las Vegas. We have, Joby. We have Jessica, Maria, Lance, Rudy, Perla, Kirkland, Cujo, Melissa and Francis, Miss Kit Kat, Sandel is checking in her first day back to work. Jasmine, Rick, Diana, and Sarah. And then checking in on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM. Michelle is checking in. Mike is checking in. And a very special shout out to Melodies, who is checking in. First day back to work for this CCSD teacher. She says, wish us luck as we prepare for distance learning. Good luck.
Yes.
It's going to be a challenge, but I have no doubt you guys can do it.
All right. One of our contestants for Heads Up yesterday, I believe her name was Shannon. I was also a teacher, and she was going in today. She had the option of either, you know, being at home doing Zoom meetings or going in. She was going in. It was the first time since March she was going to be back in the school.
They all have to go back in though, right? In order to like do the training and set up their like virtual classrooms, or are they able to all stay home?
Oh, that I don't know. My question to her was like, are you going in? She goes, yes, but do you have to? She said she had the option of zooming in. So maybe her school was
cool.
Different, but
that's
yeah,
cool.
That was her particular story. I can't speak for all teachers. I'm just talking about our one contestant yesterday.
Okay. Well, interesting. So how are you?
I'm good. How was your night? How was your hour? You said today's Wednesday. How was your Tuesday night?
It was really good. We just, hung out and went on a walk last night. We went really late. It was dark when we went. It was, we got behind. We had some stuff going on at the house. So we just did that. And that was pretty much it. Watched a lot of hockey last night. How about you?
Just hold on, pause on a couple things here. First off, what was going on at the house? Everything okay at the house?
Yeah, everything's good. Just usual stuff. I don't want to bore everyone with my remodel stuff, so I'm just kind of like glazing over
it's
that.
Your world. It's your reality.
Yeah,
it's a lot going on with that whole thing.
Yeah, we made quite a bit of progress yesterday, so that was good. We were very happy with all the great things that happened yesterday. So did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. It was, I got a busy day today. I got a full one today. So last night when I got home from, you and I did Las Vegas Now, when I got home, I literally just spent 3 hours just preparing for today. Just want to make today a little easier on me. So last night, I just sat down, and it was like 7 o'clock or so at night. I'm like, man, I'm getting tired. So I had a Red Bull last night at about 7:15.
Oh, my gosh. You must have been up all night.
I still fell asleep.
You did?
I think I went to bed around 10 o'clock is when I went to bed last night. And same thing. I'm like, all right, I had that Red Bull. Am I going to fall asleep? And I got into bed. I'll start reading a book. You know, since I'm wired, I'll read a book. I started reading for maybe 60 seconds. Next thing you know.
Yeah, sometimes you just get so used to the caffeine or the, you know, just you depend on it so badly that when you actually need to go to sleep, it has no effect on you whatsoever.
My body's like, already had that Red Bull to help you get through the final stage of the evening. Now it's time to go to sleep, and you are tired. So let's turn out the lights on this one.
Yeah, that's I can literally drink a cup of coffee and go take a nap right afterwards. It has no effect on me.
Isn't that the best? I read a story once talking about coffee and caffeine. When you take it, it takes about 20 minutes for it to fully really start to kick in. So they said if you drink a cup of coffee and you nap for like 20 minutes, when you come out of that nap, one, you'll be kind of energized from your nap, and then two, that's right when the caffeine should be starting to kick in, so you almost have a double whammy when you wake up.
Oh, yeah, or maybe you take a shorter nap because you wake up in the middle of what would have been a two-hour nap, and instead it was only a one-hour nap. That's the kind of naps I like, the really long naps, and I know that's terrible for your sleep patterns, but man, when I know I can lay down like on a Saturday afternoon for a couple of hours, uninterrupted silence, oh man, that is glorious.
Do you look forward to that? Because I was kind of thinking about this. I'm the same way. My Saturday afternoon naps, and to me, the Saturday afternoon naps are even better than a Sunday nap, because on a Sunday, as you're taking your nap, you still have in the back of your mind, okay, tomorrow's work. I need to do some work stuff. That Saturday nap, you know, you got Sunday still. There's so much relaxation in front of you. I enjoy that nap so much. It was Friday night. I'm lying in bed, and I was looking forward to the nap.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, wait, you're about to sleep for the next 6-7 hours. Enjoy this. And my mind's like, no.
Tomorrow's nap's going
to
be
wait
good.
Wait to that nap. Forget the sleep stuff. Look forward to that nap.
That is like my best sleep of the week, the Saturday afternoon nap. It is. I cannot tell you like when I get better sleep than that. It's just, I just know it's going to be uninterrupted and cold and silent. And yeah, during the week, there's no way for me to take a nap during the week. It's impossible. If you don't have the noise, you've got, you know, work. And if you don't have work, you've got someone ringing the doorbell. But Saturdays, oh man, that is the best.
Oh, today's Wednesday. Just a couple more days. Won't be there.
our buddy Kayla just texted me. She's like, yes, a nap every Saturday afternoon. It's the best. I'm so with you. It is. Yeah, there's nothing like it. So
let's all take, if you do nap on a Saturday afternoon, when you wake up, take a selfie and let's post it, like post nap selfie or something.
Yeah.
See what everyone, see how.
Before and after.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That should be interesting.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Okay. This morning, Mulan is trending. After many delays due to the pandemic, Disney's much anticipated live action Mulan is coming. Disney announced during an earnings call this week that Mulan will premiere on September 4th on Disney Plus. Now, subscribers will be able to watch the film for $29.99. So it's not free on Disney Plus. Now, the movie will be released to theaters in international markets where Disney Plus is unavailable and theaters are open at the same time. Disney has sent several releases to the platform during the pandemic, including Onward, which was really good if you haven't seen that, Frozen 2, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. However, this is the first time that they're going to charge extra to subscribers for the new release.
So would you pay $29 to see a new movie, a theater release in your home the weekend it opens? Well, I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
I Trolls 2 came out, and I thought it wasn't on Disney Plus, was it? What does anyone know what platform it was on, Trolls 2? It came out recently, and we were all set to watch it. Like, we went to go watch it, and then they were charging like $20 for it. And we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, do you guys want to see it that bad? And we all decided no.
Was it the opening weekend or is this after the fact? Was it, can you only buy it and not rent it?
Yeah, it was during the pandemic, okay. I believe. Yeah. And so we were bummed because we wanted to watch it, but it was, they were charging. So I was like, no. So as far as Mulan goes, I really want to see it, but I don't want to pay $30 for it. That's a lot.
We're also paying for your Disney Plus too, right? Is that a monthly subscription
as
well?
Yeah, that's on top of that. So I kind of feel like it should all be inclusive, but I understand that this was set to be a theater release. And would the four of us going to the movie cost $30? Yeah, it would probably cost more than $40. But I don't know. For some reason, that just is not something I'm probably going to sign up for.
What if it was a movie you're really looking forward to seeing? So for me, I wouldn't pay the same thing for Mulan. I probably won't see it. Maybe I'll see if it's on in the background or something. But let's say it was the last Marvel movie or a movie that I'm really excited about. $29 to see it, stay in my home and watch it the weekend it comes out and not to worry about going to the theater and just kind of hang out in my home. I would do that.
Would you?
Would you guys do that, you think? Like a Marvel movie or
Avengers.
I don't
know. It's hard to say. I have a hard time paying for that at home. I just feel like if I'm already paying for the subscription service, why am I paying additionally on top of that? That really just makes me not want to see it. I'd probably wait till it came out on, you know, video or, you know, on Netflix or something like that. So I don't know. What do you guys think? It's good that it's coming out. I've been waiting for it, but yeah, I may not see it. I don't know how that's going to work out. Also trending this morning, Fixer Upper is trending. Great news for Home Improvement show fans. The show is returning to TV. Chip and Joanna Gaines, they are coming back following a 3-year hiatus with new episodes set to air in 2021. Now, the original version of Fixer Upper ran on HGTV from 2013 through 2018. And Chip and Joanna Gaines, they would find homes in disrepair. They'd fix them up so they can flip them. Well, they stepped away because they said they needed a break from it all. They got really big really fast. And so they wanted to just kind of catch their breath. That break obviously did them some good because as the reboot of the show, it's going to air on their very own Magnolia Network beginning next year.
How excited are you? It's not even 24 hours ago. We're talking about your love of this couple. How excited are you?
I just thought it was so odd. I'm like, we were just talking about Joanna Gaines. Like, what the heck? And were they listening to us? That's crazy. So, yes, I'm so excited. I watch all the Home Improvement shows. I love that one. I love Property Brothers. Love It or Listed. There's this new show about this guy that buys this beach resort, and he's trying to redo the whole thing so they can open again. And I just find that stuff so fascinating.
I heard about that hotel one, right? It's a hotel kind of deal. But yeah, I heard about that one.
Oh, man. It's so interesting. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is skincare. A new survey says most people say their skin is way healthier after spending more time at home. So there is a silver lining to this pandemic. We're all staying out of the sun. We're spending more time in our homes, and now 91% of people say it shows. 46% of people say they've used their extra time in quarantine to try out new products, and other reasons for the improvement include drinking more water and getting more sleep. And then finally this morning, cloud bread is trending. This 3-ingredient bread is going viral on TikTok, and it is super easy to make. We posted a video. You have to check it out. It's on the website, mix941.fm. All you need to make it is egg whites, cornstarch, and sugar. That's it. Separate 3 egg whites into a bowl. Whip them up. When it's frothy, add about 2.5 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. A lot of people will add some vanilla or some food coloring. That's what makes it look like a cloud. People are using like pinks and blues. It looks so cool. You whip that mixture until it thickens. Place it on a baking sheet in any shape you want in a 300-degree oven. And in about 25 minutes, you will have the fluffiest, lightest creation ever. It looks amazing. If anyone tries it, let me know how it goes. So there you go. That's what's trending for Wednesday, August 5th. You have Mulan, Fixer Upper, Skincare, and
Welcome
Cabin.
To another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1233.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It is 6 o'clock. Thank you guys for joining us halfway through the week and seeing a lot of teachers headed back to school this morning, getting some training, tackling the whole online thing. We were talking about it a little last hour and just sending all the best wishes and love to you guys. I know it's not easy. That is like the hardest job out there. So it's going to be interesting, but I have no doubt that, you know, we're going to get through this.
Yeah, we have an amazing group of teachers out there. We love you guys. And just a side note, too, where did the summer go? Teachers reporting today, August 5th. What happened? Where's June? Where's July? How did we get here?
I don't know. I think maybe it's because of this pandemic that they would need to get some extra training, or maybe they typically go back this early. I thought they had a little more time in the past, but I'm not exactly sure. That's a good question. It's crazy.
Yeah, it just seems time's just flying by. Hey, I wanted to bring something up because sports is back. We have our NHL, Golden Knights, a big game tomorrow night against St. Louis. NBA is back. WNBA is back. The Aces have a game tonight against Washington. And this is big news. The commissioner of the Sportsmanlike Conduct League sent out the notice that our fantasy football league is on. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, we are set to go. It might be a little a very interesting season. And JC's talking about, yeah, our fantasy football league. He and I are in it. My daughter runs it. We've got some friends in there. We did have someone who decided to leave the league this year. So that means we have an open spot. And we're all kind of trying to figure out who are we going to offer that coveted spot to.
It is a golden spot. And when that gentleman responded, my response was going to be, who are you? I never met this guy. I know of him. But everyone else in the league I've met and I know very well. But yeah, when he responded, I'm like, this guy was good, wasn't he?
He was. He almost won. Was it last year or the year before? I know I paid him out some money at some point. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, maybe because we don't really keep in touch with him as much as we used to before. Nothing. There was no like bad blood or anything. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's just too busy. Maybe he has too many leagues going on. But yeah, so I had a couple of ideas. My husband had a couple of ideas. But ultimately, it comes down to the commissioner. And the commissioner decides who to extend that invite to. And I have to say, it's highly coveted. We've had people approach us like, hey, if you guys have any room in your league, let me know.
It is. And our commissioner does an amazing job. I'm in another fantasy football league with my college buddies and stuff. I've been doing that for a long time. And to see how that organization is run compared to how Sophie runs this organization, she is doing an amazing job. But the commissioner in my other league needs to take notes on how she does things.
Oh, man. She's got spreadsheets. She's tracking things we're talking about. Because in our league, you get a keeper. And if you don't know fantasy football, like I didn't know for many years, a keeper is someone that was on your team last year that you get to keep and keep on your team this year. And if you... depending on who you select, that will determine your draft position and when you what order you get to pick your new players. And so I had in my mind who I was going to have for my keeper, and my daughter, she's like, I've done the analysis, and if you keep that person, you're going to get a really low position in your draft order. She's like, I personally don't think it's worth it. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Is this called insider information? Because I feel dirty that I know this from you.
We know the bubble now, the NHL bubble, NBA bubble. You guys have a bubble of your own because there's four players in your bubble.
Three.
Brooklyn doesn't do it.
No, Brooklyn doesn't.
Let's get Brooklyn in the league then. Why did I thought she was doing it?
She's on the table, but Sophie does not want her in there.
What? Really?
she does not want her in there.
She's the wild child.
My sisters my daughters are fighting like sisters do, and they are just. One day they love each other, one day they're the worst of enemies. So she says, I just think with the way we fight, it would not be a productive. Entry. I'm like, okay.
Does our league have co-owners? My other league has co-owners. No one does it. But can I bring in Brooklyn as a co-owner of my team?
I suppose you could. I don't know what insight she really has other than she's like, oh, I like this person. But she doesn't. I don't know if she knows any stats. But yeah, absolutely. I can't prevent you from doing any of that stuff.
And I just wanted to I opened up the text exchange that Sophie sent out to everyone. I was looking at it, and I just noticed when the gentleman that backed out of the league, he sent that message out on 12:55, whenever this was, on Monday, I think. So 12:55, just saying, hey, sorry, guys, I'm out. And then it was at 12:56. He left the conversation.
Yeah, he's out of there. He doesn't need any comments on him leaving it. Yeah.
I'm out, guys, and I'm out of the conversation.
I was going to post something right after that. I sent a text to the group chat like, well, that was awkward.
I didn't even notice that just now.
I mean, he said that. He's like, I'm out. And then immediately, bye, I'm out of here. Nothing like, oh, it was so great having you. Thanks for playing. Yeah. Whatever. It was funny.
Well, there we go. Wow, we'll keep you guys updated. And a spot is open. Who will get it?
I know. The anticipation is killing me, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good. This is awesome. We have this Apple TV 4K. It's an Apple a day all week long on Mix 94.1. So today, we have one for you coming up in less than 15 minutes. When you win Heads Up, that is yours. We also have one in the 8 o'clock hour. Heather will have one in the 12 o'clock hour. And Sean Tempesta, he has one for you guys in the 5 o'clock hour later on this afternoon. Some big stuff coming up when it comes to prizes. And then coming up here in the dirt, first off, COVID hits Big Brother, and Paul McCartney takes a shot at Las Vegas. What did he say? I'll give you the details in 7 minutes.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Big Brother All-Stars will premiere tonight on CBS, and Julie Chen confirmed that this season of Big Brother was affected by COVID-19. She says that contestants on the show tested positive for COVID-19. She's also not sure who ultimately made the show because of the virus, And those that were tested positive were cut from the show. And TMZ is reporting that it was two people that had tested positive, so they obviously pulled them out.
Oh, okay. They were giving clues last night on Big Brother's Instagram as to who is going to be on the show today.
Now, I know you love the show, so it's 9 o'clock Eastern. It goes live. So it's 6 o'clock our time. Will you go dark from 6 to 9 and not stay on and stay off of social media so you're surprised when we see it here?
No, I'll just probably watch it at the regular time. Yeah, I mean, I don't... I'm probably going to be doing something, so I won't be on social media anyway.
So you won't get any spoilers or anything. Yeah. That's good. I know you guys love the show, and it's exciting that we have some live television coming back, but interesting how... And they've got... as far as changes, there won't be a studio audience. Host Julie Chen won't visit the house. And their groceries will be disinfected before going into the house. But outside of that, inside, anything goes.
If you're a fan, like I was saying, they were giving some clues last night as to who's going to be in there. Some of the clues were leading to Janelle, which we had heard before, I think. And then Devon, that was another one. If you watch the show, you know who they are. And so it should be good. I'm super excited.
Paul McCartney is not interested in a Las Vegas residency. He did an interview with the British edition of GQ. And Paul McCartney says, "That's something I've been trying to avoid my whole life. Definitely nothing attracts me about the idea. Vegas is where you go to die, isn't it? It's the elephant's graveyard."
Oh, I think there's a lot of performers that would disagree with that. I think that some of the biggest names out there have come here not to die, have actually improved their careers by coming out here.
Kind of was like a restart. Yeah. Huge performers of that. Maybe Paul McCartney hasn't really paid attention to who is performing here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, maybe.
Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are developing a Who's the Boss sequel.
Everything old is new again.
And they're going to bring back their roles as Tony and Samantha. Now, Judith Light, who played Angela, and then Danny Pinatoro, who played Jonathan, they've been invited back. No official word yet. But last week, Danny lives here in town, and at least he used to be a manager at P.F. Chang's, right?
That's what I remember hearing, but I haven't heard anything. That was like a couple of years ago. I had heard that. So
Mona will not be back at all because Catherine Hellman, she passed away last year. The show ran for 8 seasons from 1984 to 1992. I didn't realize it made a run into the 90s.
Oh, wow. That was a fun show.
Yeah, it was a good one. And the last one here, Dr. Dre isn't getting out of his marriage without a fight. His wife, Nicole, just filed legal documents contesting their prenup. So Nicole says that she was forced to sign the prenup shortly before they got married back in 1996. And even though she was, quote, extremely reluctant, resistant, and afraid to sign the agreement, she felt like she was backed into a corner. She says 2 years later in the marriage, she claims that Dr. Dre told her that he was ashamed that he made her sign and, quote, tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of her. Now, sources say that Dr. Dre has already offered to pay spousal support and all of her expenses, but she wants a bigger piece of his billion-dollar fortune.
That's, I have a feeling that one's going to get pretty ugly here before it gets better.
Yeah, we'll see how that,
man.
When it first came to light, a lot of people were saying, wow, he's worth $1 billion. Do they have a prenup? And then you found out they had a prenup in place. I'm like, okay, this might be smooth, but yeah, she's going to put up a fight.
Yeah. I mean, they were married for a very long time, mm-hmm. So
she was with
him,
yeah. All right, let's do this right now. Caller 20. 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a cool prize.
Yeah, we have an Apple TV 4K to give away. It is one of the coolest things. I have one upstairs, and I have one downstairs. Like, that's how much I love this thing. It is amazing. And if you want your own, you just got to be caller 20 right now and win at Heads Up. You get to pick your category. You get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you are going to win.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We've got our contestant. Skylar is caller 20. Congratulations, Skylar. You ready to do this?
Oh, I am ready. Let's go.
All right. Let's make you a winner. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Double Trouble, Royal Family, or Race Day?
Double Trouble.
Double Trouble it is. All right. Cole and Dylan Sprouse. They are, you may know them, you may not know them, but my daughter made these categories. Their birthday was yesterday. And so this category has to do with things that come in pairs. Okay.
Okay.
Things that come in pairs. Who do you want to take as your partner this morning?
Oh, you, Mercedes.
Okay.
Hey, I want to point something out because we talked about how Brooklyn comes up with the categories. I had a couple people say, oh, Brooklyn writes out the clues and everything. No. She's just coming up with the categories.
The categories and like each item
the
in
answer,
the category.
I guess you could say. Yeah. We're still doing the clues.
We make the clues, yeah.
Someone said to me the other day, I'm like, no. Okay, Skylar, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you're going to get this Apple TV 4K. You guys start now.
You put these on your feet to keep them warm.
Socks.
Yes. This is what you put on your hands to keep them warm.
Gloves.
Yes. This is what you would put, there's like dangly or hoops you might wear to jewelry.
Earrings.
Yes. This is, you put these on over your socks. You wear a pair of, yes. This is, you use these to cut things. You use
scissors.
Yes. This is what you put on in the morning so you're not completely naked. You put them on your lower half.
Lower half.
Not jeans, but they're also, they're a type
of... Underwear?
They're a type of what? Jeans are a type of what?
Leggings?
That falls into the category. They're all what? Put on some...
Pants?
Yes, pants!
Yeah. Oh, my God!
It's okay. It's hard to get these things, like, with earrings. How do I get you an earrings clue without saying ear?
Yeah, that's a trick.
You know, it's tough, but you got it. Skylar, congratulations.
Thank you.
Skylar, an Apple TV 4K is yours, courtesy of Capital Music. Way to go. And we will have another Apple 4K TV for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:25, when we play Heads Up once again. And here's Harry Styles. It's Mix 94.1. Harry Styles, adore you on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There is a lot going on in the world outside of the coronavirus right now. First off, that explosion in Beirut. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've got that coming up, I think, next hour in the Hot 3. That was insane. That was like a mushroom cloud. It was crazy.
Atomic bomb type explosion there. It was nuts watching all those videos and everything. And then the tropical storm that is hitting the Northeast, or hit the Northeast. Tropical storm Aisa? Am I saying it right?
Isis? Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough one to say. Why can't it be Isaac? it's a big one. I went through the Northeast, and I've got family back home, and I was talking to my brother yesterday. It's my nephew's birthday, and I was checking in with him and my parents. The power was knocked out of their house for a few hours, and stayed with my sister. But my brother was fine when it came to power not being knocked out, but he was telling me his father-in-law was driving, and a tree got hit by lightning, or the wind knocked it down, and the branch fell down onto his car as he was driving and hit the windshield. He's driving, doing a good pace, 35, 40 miles per hour, and this tree branch falls down and slams, hits the passenger side of the front windshield.
Oh my gosh, and is he okay?
He's fine, and you know, he immediately hit the brakes, pulled over and everything. He's got to get a new windshield, but it hit the passenger side. And the way my brother was describing it, if it would hit the driver's side, whole different outcome.
Wow.
Whole different outcome. It's kind of, it's almost like a Final Destination type of deal.
Yeah, that is just terrifying. I'm so glad he's okay. My gosh, it's like you see your life flash before your eyes in situations like that, and you just wonder, like we were talking about guardian angels the other day, and you just wonder if there was something there that, or if it was just dumb luck that something worse didn't happen.
Have you ever narrowly escaped a disaster like that before? Kind of nuts, just driving along in this storm, and the tree branch falls down, and boom! It probably happens so fast, you're not even registering it as it happens. You're just, once it's all done, you're like, what happened? Oh my gosh.
I also wonder how many times you've escaped a disaster, but you didn't even know it. Like, you just walked away on something on a whim, and then when you left, something terrible happened, but you had no idea that you missed that. Have you ever escaped, I don't want to go so far as death, but maybe disaster. Just what happened? 702-364-9400.
If you could know, would you want to know that stat? If there was a magical way to print out a stat, like, okay, Mercedes, okay, so you left here at the radio station yesterday at 11 o'clock. If you would have left at 10:58, you would have been involved in this. Like a print out of all the things that you did miss. Would you want to know
no
that?
No way. I think that I would live in fear every single day. I'd be terrified. And I think it would just, that would be the perfect way to get me to not want to do anything. There's no way. Would you want to know that?
No, same thing. Because I would start thinking as I'm making little decisions. Like, okay, do I go to the bathroom now? If I go to the bathroom now, that's going to affect the rest of my day. Should I wait a couple minutes to go to the bathroom? I would just overthink the whole thing.
Yeah, that's scary to think about. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Hi, this is Bryn.
Bryn, tell us, how did you just narrowly escape a disaster?
So I had a Final Destination type experience. I was getting off onto Windmill from the 215, and there was a truck in front of me that had a bunch of wooden pallets on it. And it was really windy that day, and a big gust of wind came, kicked off the wooden pallet, and it was propelling towards me.
Oh, my
God. Like, cartwheels coming towards me, and it happened so fast, but I, like, slammed on my brakes and, like, turned the steering wheel, and the thing just, like, went up over the top of my car, hit the back of my car, and then I ended up hitting the median that was there, blew my tire out, but if that would have came, like, through my windshield, I don't even know.
I hate driving behind trucks that have, you know, wood or anything on them that looks like it could fall off a ladder. That is my worst fear. I'm so glad that you're okay, Bryn. That is terrifying.
Behind like a landscaping truck too, that they have their rakes and shovels and tools and everything.
Yes.
And they're in little holders to hold them in place. But you hit one bump or something, that shovel or pitchfork comes flying out. And next thing you know, it's in your car.
There was a time that we narrowly escaped disaster. And I have the video proof of it. It was so crazy. We went to a Dodgers game in LA, and we were sitting there, and my husband got us really good seats on the third baseline. And so the four of us are sitting there, and Brooklyn was a baby. Sophie was really young, and we're sitting there, and I'm holding Brooklyn in my lap, and she's laughing and playing. And I was like, you know what? It's kind of slow right now. I'm going to take her up, and I'm going to go change her diaper, and maybe we're going to get some popcorn or something. So I stand up, I get her, I say, Sophie, do you want to try to go to the bathroom? And she's like, okay. So we all go up together. We get to the very top of the stairs, and I hear this, whoa! And so I turn around, like something big happened. A ball hit someplace. A foul ball went into the stands, and it hit the seat that Sophie was sitting in. It hit it. Like, it was so fast. And we have the video because we were recording the game, and you can see Matt. He moves, and it hits where Sophie was sitting. If she was sitting there 2 minutes before, like after that, that ball would have gone and hit her. I mean, I think my reflexes would have kicked in, and I would have like put myself in the way or something, but it would have hit her. It was just so crazy.
I remember when that happened and you showing us the footage of it and watching it, and you do have quick reflexes, but I remember the thing that stood out is you heard the crack of the bat. And it was less than a second later you heard the crack of the seat. That's how fast the ball was going.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have been able to get there.
I think your reflexes would have started to kick up, but I think that ball was going so fast that it would have either clocked you right in the head or hit you. I remember, I forgot about that when you're telling that story now. I remember that in the video, too. Yeah, that's nuts.
I don't know what compelled me to take her at that moment. Like, she wasn't, like, soaking wet or anything. I was like, hey, let's just go upstairs and do that. And I'm so glad we did. I thank my lucky stars every day that, because who knows what would have happened. Maybe it would have been nothing, but my gosh, I watched that and it just terrifies me to think of what could have happened.
You know, a lot of these things you can say, maybe it would have been nothing, but I think that's in a situation where you see it when that ball is hit, it's not like it's in the area, it's hitting the seat your daughter
like
was sitting in.
Like the literal seat. And she was short. So where it hit the seat, that's like where her head would have been.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So that was Zara narrowly escaping disaster. Thank you to my child for being in diapers, so I had to go change them.
Did Matt get that ball? Because Matt stayed in the seat. Because I remember seeing Matt on TV. Did he get that ball?
We got the ball because then it hit and it went down on the ground, and then he just picked it up.
Hey! So,
yeah, this is the ball that could have spelled disaster for you, kid. Here, enjoy.
Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
All right, we are going to talk about the shortage. That's going to keep on being a shortage. Have you been looking for this product? It may be a while before you find it again. Also, what company is trying to make one of their signature products a breakfast food? See if you could fall in line with this. And a guy, he's caught breaking into a woman's house. And he's caught, but he asks if he could keep just one of her items. What was the item and what did she say? We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay. Well, if you've got disinfecting wipes, use them sparingly, guys. We all know that Clorox products are absent from store shelves, and now we know when things will be back to normal for the products. CEO Ben O'Dorer says, we feel like it's probably going to take until 2021 before we're able to meet all the demand that we have. It seems the supply chain to make the wipes is complicated, given some of the materials used are also what makes PPE. So they're having a hard time getting production up to its normal level right now just because they don't have the materials that they need to do that. So if you have them, consider yourself lucky and don't be going crazy with them. Just use them sparingly.
Throughout the whole pandemic, I've had a difficult time the entire time trying to find them. Every now and again, I'll be on pretty much every time I jump on Amazon Fresh, I'll always punch it in to see if they're there. And I've had luck twice on finding two bottles. And then my mom was kind enough. She found some back east, sent me some. So I'm okay at the house, but it's not like they were out there, at least in my world where I was going places. I wasn't seeing them.
We've been getting lucky lately where I find them on Amazon, I grab them. Uh-huh. My husband has been having the best luck because he literally is going to the stores right when they open and the shelves are stocked. So, yeah, we've been able to stockpile a little bit. We've been giving some to friends, too, that haven't been able to find them. But for the most part, we've been very lucky. Now that we know this is happening, though, I have a feeling that we will not be giving them to friends anymore.
Yeah, it's gold. If you got them, they're gold.
Yeah. Also this morning, I guess we're at the point in this pandemic where all rules are out the window because macaroni and cheese, it now counts as a breakfast food. A survey by Kraft found that 56% of parents are letting their kids eat it for breakfast more often right now. So Kraft is embracing the idea by giving out special edition boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner. You can now enter to win one by tweeting out hashtag KMC for breakfast and hashtag sweepstakes. Each box comes with a magnet that lists different breakfast recipes like topping it with bacon and eggs or crumbled sausage.
Wait, top your macaroni and cheese with bacon and eggs on top of it?
Yeah, or sausage.
That is a hearty breakfast. That's going to fill you up.
That'll last me all day. I literally won't have to eat another thing if that's what I have for breakfast.
I love breakfast. I do big breakfasts, a big breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, and I look forward to it. Like Christmas morning to wake up Saturday morning and get my big breakfast, but that's even big for me. That's a lot going on.
That sounds very, very rich and very, very full. So I do what you will with that information.
Yes.
Finally, this morning, crime doesn't usually come with consolation prizes. On Saturday afternoon, a woman in Altoona, Pennsylvania, got home and she heard a voice coming from her spare bedroom. She found a stranger sitting inside of her room, drinking a Powerade from her fridge and holding her fedora. The guy turned out to be 27-year-old Adam Zurch, and he was so drunk that he fell over when she told him to leave. The woman eventually pushed him out of her house, but he did have one last request. He asked her if he could at least keep the fedora. She told him no, and he was arrested for felony burglary and trespassing.
A fedora? And what was the other thing he had?
He had a Powerade that he got. At least he's trying to rehydrate after getting drunk, but it's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. You keep the fedora. You scared me to death breaking into my house. Do what you will with that fedora. But I have heard of people stealing very odd things, like things that you would never expect anyone would want to take from you.
And I also heard, too, people going to the wrong apartment or wrong house after having one too many cocktails, just kind of getting turned around, banging on a door. And realizing that they're at the wrong place.
Or she's going to kill me for saying this. My girlfriend, apparently, she told me, I guess this happened last year. I didn't know. She said that she went out with some of her friends and she just got really turned around and drunk. And she took an Uber to her parents' house on accident instead of her house. Uh-huh. So she wakes up and she's like, laying in her childhood bedroom.
Oh, she
like,
went into home and everything? Her parents were like, what are you doing?
She's like, she told me, she goes, I forgot that I was an adult.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's
wow.
How bad. I go, good for you for knowing to take an Uber home. But she's like, yeah, I woke up and I felt like a kid again because not only was I in my childhood room, but my mom and dad were so mad at me.
And the crazy thing is she lives in Denver, and it was a real expensive Uber drive from Vegas. It was nuts. Let's lose somebody, Kygo, with One Republic. Did you know that you can take us, when I say us, I mean Mix 94.1, anywhere with you? You can take the show with you anywhere if you subscribe to our podcast. We post it every day, commercial-free.
It is 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. How are you today? You doing good today? You've been a good boy today?
What is going on? I am so confused.
Are you a good boy? Are you a good boy?
Yes, I'm a good boy.
That's my talk to a dog voice. Do you have a voice when you talk to your pet? Does anyone else do that? Do you have a different... I feel like it's a different personality, personally, but do you have a different voice that you use when you talk to your pet? 702-364-9400. And what is it? I was just reading this article. They did a whole study on this, and they said that talking to a puppy in a high-pitched voice helps improve engagement with that dog. It helps them understand. It helps them improve their attention. It helps strengthen the bond between the owner and the pet. And that's just at the puppy phase. When they get older, that really just kind of continues. You continue to speak to them that way out of habit, but it really does reinforce that bond. So even though it sounds completely ridiculous to other people, it's really good for your relationship with your dog.
Hey, Mercedes, how's it going?
Now, is that how you speak to your dog, or that's just the voice you give your dog in your head?
So, no, that's an audio, but that's the voice I give Zoe. She has her own personality, and she speaks through me. She talks. It's so crazy. It really is nuts. Zoe communicates through me, and I am her vessel. So I speak on her behalf, and that's the voice. That's the Zoe voice. Hey, how you doing, Mercedes? And it's a full conversation. And I have these conversations with Zoe when I'm by myself. My wife's out of town this week. Last night, Zoe comes in. We're having a conversation. It's like, so, does anybody have conversations with their dog?
What is your talk to your pet voice sound like? 702-364-9400. Now, when you have these conversations, we know that you make up this voice for her, but does your voice change when you respond back to her, or is it just your normal voice?
It's just my normal voice when I talk back to Zoe, but the vocal voice in the house is Zoe's voice, and Jax, he doesn't have a voice. It's the weirdest thing. Zoe kind of speaks on his behalf, or she talks about him, but Jax does not have a voice. It's so odd, because Lily, our first Chihuahua, had a voice. We got Zoe, the voice kind of changed, and same with the personality. And then when we got Jax, I'm thinking, wow, is a voice going to come to me? But that voice never came to me, so she speaks on his behalf.
I wonder if the voice changes. I've noticed, like, with dogs, there's a certain voice that goes along with speaking to them. But is it the same with cats? If you have a cat, or if you're a cat owner, do you have a voice that you speak to your cat in? Because I feel like people still speak to their cats normally. Does it depend on the pet? Do you have a different voice for different pets? I never really heard anyone speak to their cat like, "Oh, you such a cute little baby. What are you doing?" You know, it's always been like, "Hey, there's my girl," or something like that. It's really interesting, an interesting dynamic. But if you do talk to your puppies like that, they say it's really good. It's going to form a great bond with them. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, hi. Good. Okay. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. Do you have a voice that you speak to your dog in?
I don't really speak to my dogs in any certain voice, but they definitely have voices when they speak to me. I have a really grumpy old man named Ozzy who's 8, and he's really annoyed by pretty much everything. So whenever I talk for him, he's really grumpy. Oh, God, can't you guys leave me alone? I'm just
Oh, yes. I love it.
That's so cute. I love that. Yeah, it's so funny how we give them their own voices. I would hear them, too, with my dogs, and they weren't grumpy, but Molly was kind of like Zoe is. She was kind of like, oh, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. And then Max was all, I felt bad because Max was like, sounded dumb. Like, oh, hi, okay.
Why is that? Because Zoe calls Jax stupid. Hey, look at stupid. He's sitting there playing with a toy. He thinks it's real. It's not. He's stupid. It's a stuffed animal, stupid. But here's the thing, though.
She sounds really mean.
I know. I think she needs to see a therapist because Lily was, she was a compulsive liar. She would lie about stuff. Lady Gaga, I met her. Like, you didn't meet Lady Gaga. Oh, I thought I did. And so she was a liar. Zoe, when we got her, she was first, she loved life. She was happy, blessed. She was like a religious dog. Like, the life is great. The sun is up. So positive. Jax came to the house. Her personality changed and she got negative.
She didn't like the extra set of feet on her floor.
Yeah.
Hey, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, it's I'd like to just not have a name today.
Okay, anonymous. So do you have a dog and do you have a dog voice for your dog?
Oh my God, I have several. Let's see, which one do I start with? There is like, okay, I'm getting texts, but there's like my high-pitched voice. Come here, baby. Come here, little baby. And then today I was just singing to her on my dog walk, and then I have my deep voice, and I get down on the ground, and like really my dog goes off vibration, being that she's older. So, you know, with the hearing impaired and the vision,
yeah,
they go with the knocking on the walls, and some dogs, they are just like humans when it comes to triggers like PTSD. And so you kind of got to know your dog's triggers. Well, on the opposite spectrum, with cats do what they want. They're like aliens. But they understand, too. Cats and dogs can learn up to, don't quote me on this, like 250 commands, and you can teach a dog new tricks.
Oh, I believe that 100%. They're so smart. They're so smart. There were times that I just thought, like, I was sad, but I wasn't showing it. And then my dog would just come up and just put his head on my lap like, hey, I know it's been a bad day, but I'm here for you if you need me. He turned into a New Yorker, but I don't know. It was just really weird.
Cats are amazing. They're
the best. They
dogs,
are so
cats,
great.
Dogs, cats, parrots, goldfish, whatever. God bless them all.
Do you have a voice for your goldfish?
Can you get me out of here?
8 seconds later, can you get me out of here? All right, coming up, we have The Dirt, and more celebrities are standing up for Ellen. Who is speaking out and what are they saying? Details in just about 7 minutes. Rain on me, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
We never gossip. Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for The Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Celebrities are now starting to stand for Ellen. If you missed it, current and former employees of The Ellen DeGeneres Show have alleged that the show has a toxic work environment, and there are allegations of sexual misconduct as well. Well, Katy Perry, Kevin Hart, and Diane Keaton are all sticking up for Ellen. Katy Perry says she can't speak for other people, but that she's only had positive experiences when she's around Ellen. And then Kevin Hart says, I've known Ellen for years, and I can honestly say that she's one of the dopest people on the bleeping planet. She has treated my family and my team with love and respect from day one.
Well, it's nice that her friends are finally coming up and standing up for her. I don't know that those two people see the day-to-day workings behind the show. I just saw this morning that one of the DJs on the show, not Twitch, I don't know, I forget his name, but he came out and said that he enjoyed his time on the show and he was so grateful for the opportunity, but he did witness a toxic environment. So I don't know, for whatever that's worth.
That's always a tough one. I enjoyed my time. It was wonderful, but
however.
Grey's Anatomy has been on the air since May of 2005. 16 season, 363 episodes. And Ellen Pompeo has been there since day one. I mean, the show is kind of based on her character, Meredith Grey. In a new interview, she admits that she stuck with the show to make money and not have to chase after acting roles.
Wow.
She makes about $575,000 an episode.
Oh my gosh.
And she pointed out that she didn't start that show until she was 33 when she started the show. She's starting having kids at 40. She says, though, if I would have started that when I was younger, maybe 25 years old, I probably would have dipped out when I was 31 or so.
Wow. That's amazing. I had no idea she makes that much money.
I know. She's crushing
it. That is killing it.
But that show's been on since 2005.
That's hard to believe. I stopped watching it a few years back. I don't know. It just started to get to be too much. And I like her as an actress, mm-hmm. but her character on the show makes me insane. I could not stand her character.
Well, and it was real life. All that, the agony she's been through, I couldn't keep on working.
Like, all that doesn't, gosh, if that happens to one person, that is just terrible.
Check this out. How about Professor Jay-Z? Jay-Z and his Roc Nation Entertainment Company They're teaming up with Long Island University in Brooklyn to launch the Rock Nation School of Music, Sports, and Entertainment. It's going to offer undergraduate degrees in music, music technology, entrepreneurship, production, sports management, and they're going to start enrolling students fall of next year, 2021.
That's cool.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, I like that.
I like seeing schools pop up that'll focus on music, and that's a cool deal.
Well, just like real life experiences. Not saying that schools don't do that, but there are so many things that I felt so unprepared for because I didn't learn it in school. And to give you that, like, on-the-job training and to actually immerse yourself in that world, that is just so helpful.
And we had, for us, it was like a home ec class in high school, but it was almost like the class was frowned upon. Like, oh, those
It was almost like a throwaway.
Yeah.
Like, oh, home ec, yeah.
And I took it because I wanted to learn how to cook and stuff, and I wanted to learn those things.
I'll never forget, we had to do our final, was like preparing a three-course meal for our teacher. And I thought I was going to fail that class. Like, everything that could go wrong did. And my teacher was so nice. She ate our food like it was the best thing she tasted ever. She's like, this is wonderful. I'm like, really? Oh, my gosh. It was so nice.
And that's what you're not aware of when you're in that class. That, yeah, the teacher trying all of those different recipes that us kids are trying to make.
Yeah, just... And then as far as, like, cleanliness and... stuff goes, oh, yeah, yeah, she ate it all. She must have an immune system like none other.
I remember our final project. I think I made gazpacho soup or something like that. And I brought the ingredients in and just kind of carried around with me all day until I got to my class.
Gazpacho, yes.
The MTV Video Music Awards, they're happening on August 30th, and we now have our first set of performers. BTS, Doja Cat, and J Balvin. The awards, they're airing from Brooklyn, the Barclays Center. And here's the deal, though. They're still talking about a limited audience being there to soak in the show.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Now, the first ever Video Music Awards happened on September 1st, 1984. Bette Midler and Dan Aykroyd were our hosts. And here were the nominees for Video of the Year back in 1984. We had this girl. Cyndi Lauper. We have The Police. Every move you make, every vow you break. Thriller. And The Cars. 1984 was one of the greatest years in pop culture history. So much amazing things happened in 1984. Who do you know who won, or who do you think won Video of the Year out of those?
I would just guess Michael Jackson, Thriller, just because that was such a huge video, but who knows? They're all good.
The winner of Video of the Year at the first ever MTV Video Music Awards went to...
Oh, wow.
Cars.
See, I don't know this video offhand. Have you seen it? Is it good?
I remember bits and pieces. There's a thing where he takes off his sunglasses in like a swimming pool, drains out of them, and it was good. He opened up his medicine cabinet, and there was a woman inside there kind of dancing. So I think for the time, it was kind of cutting edge.
How could it be better than Thriller, though? That was like such a crazy video.
1 hour from right now, 8 o'clock hour, 8:25, we have for you an Apple TV 4K. You're listening to the show this morning, and check this out. For you, next hour at 8:25, when you win Heads Up, you're going to get that Apple TV 4K courtesy of Capital Music.
It's 7:31 Wednesday, and I am sitting here in disbelief over something I just saw on social media. I think this happens more often than we hear. So someone that I'm friends with on social media, one of those social media friends but not real life friends, mm-hmm. apparently had an incident last night, and there's pictures and everything, and it looks like she fell and broke her tooth, and she fixed her tooth not by going to the dentist or the emergency room or anything, but she crazy glued it back together. She just got regular old crazy glue and stuck it back in there. And she says, and she has the after picture, and it says, good as new. Can you even tell? But the previous picture showed her tooth in her hand and her without the tooth. I'm in disbelief. She performed, not surgery, but she performed dental work on herself. And she just used regular crazy glue. I do not recommend this. I don't think that is a good idea.
Now, will it last, crazy glue?
I don't know.
Because I've had a bad cut on my hand, and I've used crazy glue to seal the wound. I've heard stories about that. You've seen it in movies, too, where people are crazy gluing stuff just to lock that wound up. And that does work. But is it going to hold a tooth? Is she doing it as a temporary to hold her over so she can get in to see her dentist?
It's like on the front. It's not the front middle one. It's the one right next to it. And there's a piece of it chipped off. And then it looks like she put the crazy glue on and she put that piece that was chipped on back onto the other piece. And I can't even see the crack. Like, it looks so good. I wish I could post the picture. I don't want to post it without her permission, but... Has anyone ever performed surgery on themselves to avoid the doctor or the ER or the dentist where you just were like, you know what, I'm just going to take care of this. I'm not going to go in. Maybe you just didn't want to pay the money. Maybe you didn't want to wait. Maybe they couldn't get you in. So you're like, I'll just do it myself. Who has performed surgery or given themselves major medical aid on their own? 702-364-9400. It just looks good. I can't figure this out. It's so weird.
I had got a cap and a crown. It was my crown popped out at one point, just completely popped out. And I went to that CVS. They sell like the almost, I think they're like denture fix kits. And there's little cement inside there. And you put the cement inside the crown and you pop it back on and it holds it back into place. But the deal is, though, you need to go to the dentist at some point to get the industrial cement to really hold it into place. I put it in and it was holding in great. I'm like, I saved myself a trip to the dentist. This is good. I'm golden. And it was about a week or so after the fact, my wife made a comment about my breath, just being like, your breath is not, do you brush your teeth? I'm like, yeah, I just brushed it and I flossed and everything. What are you talking about? And the thing eventually came loose and popped out again. And the smell underneath that thing, oh, Mercedes.
So bad.
It was food and stuff and bacteria must have been building up underneath it. And once it popped out, I went to the dentist and he put it on with the professional cement. But I'll never forget that smell when it pops out. I'm like, oh, like that's what my wife was smelling in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. But you just didn't, you thought you could fix it.
I put it in. I'm like, you know, it's holding it in place. Well, save the trip to the dentist. I'm good.
Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, have you ever performed some sort of surgery on yourself?
Well, surgery's a little bit much when you're talking about dental work, but if you're going to crazy glue a tooth, I'd be curious to see if she crazy glued her lips to the tooth, too. Crazy glue's pretty, it's pretty fluid, so if you're going to be gluing stuff, you know what's going to be going on, your mouth. But when that tooth loosens, because it will, she's going to have to go get a bond or a crown. She can't leave it that way, but I guess if you're a broke blank, that's maybe what you do.
I'm going to write back. Are you a broke blank?
Yeah, it's working.
I'm going to shoot her a message and just let her know that. Like, yeah, that's not going to... I'm sure she knows it's not going to last, but I don't want her to make it worse than it already is, you know?
I want to find out, too, because Carrie brought up a good point. That stuff, I remember putting on my fingers to seal a wound, and that crazy glue, it's fluid. It can move somewhere else. I talked about it here. Next thing you know, your fingers are stuck together.
They use that sometimes instead of stitches in the ER. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a medical type of crazy glue. I don't think it's like they go to Target and grab it. But Emily, good morning. Did you ever perform some sort of surgery on yourself?
So it wasn't me. It was actually my dad when he was a teenager, and he used to skateboard, and anytime he would do that, you know, it usually wouldn't end well. And I remember he told me one time he split his head open, like a big 4-inch cut, and he ended up just using super glue and holding it together with like a rope or something that he found. So I guess he just walked around with a rope on his head all day until the super glue dried. He still has a scar to this day, too.
That is crazy. Guys, we do not recommend using super glue like this. Ashley just sent us a text saying, it will not last. The tooth can die. It's toxic. Please tell her. I'm literally going to send her a message right now. Yeah, that's not good. And then this one says, wow, Paula, I cut myself on a glass table, had a gash just over an inch long, super glued it shut. Looks fine, no scar. Same thing happened to me on my wedding day, but I had no time to call my dentist, so I used crazy glue when I came back from my honeymoon. The dentist said I did a great job with my tooth.
Oh, good.
Wow. Well, maybe there's a future in dentistry with you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and if she gets permission to post a picture, I'd love to see what it looks like. See her work.
Hey, your tooth could die, but can we post this?
We'll blur out your face.
Please?
We just want the tooth. Hot 3 is on deck here. What do you got?
We are going to talk about a new study that says how healthy you are can be revealed by this one physical characteristic. We'll tell you what that is. Also, what are the top things that we just settle for? You never want to settle, but we do for a lot of things. And a 14-year-old takes his family's car out for a joyride. So his parents, they punish him. And wait until you hear what they did. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
That's Dua Lipa, who has a remix of her album coming out on August 21st. And we talked about how she's got Madonna, she has Missy Elliott, and then she just announced she's got Gwen Stefani helping her out on some remixes on the album.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome. That's coming out August 21st.
Here we go! It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
New research suggests your hair knows what you eat. A new study analyzed 684 hair clippings from haircuts and found that the strands can identify patterns in eating habits. This can help identify health risks and could be used in future studies to track diet instead of just asking people to remember what they ate. So how do you determine diet from locks of hair? Well, by analyzing the hair, scientists found variations that reflect different food products eaten directly by people or indirectly through animals feed eaten by animals that they ate. So they were able to determine a community's dietary patterns and health risks. For example, people whose hair revealed a high protein meat-based diet, they were more likely to live in areas with higher rates of health problems like heart disease. They were even able to use the hair samples to accurately predict the ballpark cost of a haircut based on the carbon isotopes in the hair. Lower carbon levels in the hair indicated higher cost of living, which typically meant a more expensive haircut. And what will this type of hair sample and analysis be used for? Well, researchers, they say that they're going to be able to use it maybe to track socioeconomic patterns, how diet determines your future health and things like that. So it's interesting. Just a simple haircut can determine how you eat.
It says a lot about you. I was getting a haircut on Saturday, and every so often we'll be laughing and talking. I'll turn my head right when Larry's getting ready to cut something or buzz something, and he almost got me on Saturday. It's on me because I turned my head.
Yeah.
And he gives me this look. He's like, you cannot, when I'm cutting your hair, you cannot herky jerk your head around. I'm like, sorry.
That's the equivalent of when you go to the dentist and your mouth is open and they ask you a question and you're like, hey. You're like, well, you shouldn't have asked me the question. So tell him not to be funny.
That's what I said. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm laughing, having a great time here. I'll try to keep my head
stiff. Don't be funny.
Yeah, don't make me laugh, dude.
No, that's funny. Also this morning, it's more or less impossible to get everything you want all the time unless you've either got a very large bank account or very low expectations. Well, according to a new survey, more than 80% of people say they settle for things that aren't the best. And what are those types of things that we settle for? Well, let's look at the top five. At number five, we settle for our friends. So maybe, I don't know what that means. Like, you'll do.
I need a friend.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're not my first choice, but I'll settle for you. Number four, the car that you drive. That I can understand. I mean, I'm sure price has a lot to do with that. What you can afford, reliability, etc. Number three, we settle for the house that we live in. It's like, I don't love it, but it'll do. Have you ever settled for a home that you lived in?
You know, our first home we bought here in Las Vegas, we kind of settled for it. We were just so anxious to, this was in 2006, I think. We were able to get our first home and so anxious to buy one. We were looking and looking and kind of rushed into it. And once we moved in, I'm like, this is like a permanent deal. It's not like a lease I can get out of in 6 months.
Yeah.
It was a nice home, but it was just, it wasn't looking back. Like, we totally rushed into it. Overpriced, too. Oh, my gosh.
My second home, I felt that way about. It was in an area we really wanted to live in. I didn't love the house. I didn't love the layout, but I was like, I just really want to live in this area. So we got it. And even just living there, I had an uneasy feeling. I was like, I just don't love this house. There's nothing about it that I truly love. And we eventually sold it. But yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes you settle, obviously, according to this. Number two, a job. A lot of people will just settle for a job. You got to pay the bills, right? So
especially now, too. When, yeah.
And then number one, kind of related to the job, salary. May not be making what you want to make, but you settle because, again, it pays the bills. Some other things on the list that top things we settle for include buying generic store brands instead of name brands at the grocery store, cheaper restaurants, our partner, clothing brands, and a price we could have negotiated but didn't. All right, finally this morning, this kid is not going to forget this punishment anytime soon. This 14-year-old kid named Angel Martinez from Phoenix recently took his parents' Range Rover for a drive while they were out of town here in Las Vegas celebrating their anniversary. And they found out when the cops gave them a call and said, quote, whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area. Which seems a lot better than getting a ticket. But we're talking about this today because Angel's parents got creative with his punishment. They gave away all his stuff.
Ooh.
They moved everything from his room out in front of the house, including his bed, his clothes, TV, dressers, and more. He sat there with a sign that said, quote, sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding, and people came by and took all his stuff. For what it's worth, Angel says he learned a lesson. He said, quote, it's kind of weird, but I think it's a fair punishment.
Yeah, but it's going to now fall back on the parents. Now the punishment is done. He's going to move back in the house. Everything's going to be fine. And now they got to go out and buy him a new bed. They got to buy him more clothes. They got to buy him all this stuff all over again.
I don't know. Do they? Do they have to buy him all that stuff? Or does he have to start, you know, find a job and he gets it?
Poor Angel. The guy, he's got no bed now.
Poor Angel. Poor Angel should not have taken his parents' car while they were out of town.
Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:25, we got a heads up. And when you win heads up, you're going to get an Apple TV 4K. Such a great prize. It's courtesy of Capitol Music. Avril Lavigne right here, Mix 94.1.
This is an interesting question I'm about to pose to you. And I feel like everyone has a story that goes with this question. If I were to ask you, who is meaner, kids or older people, how would you answer that and why would you say that? Who's meaner, kids or older people? 702-364-9400. And when I say mean, think about a time where they said something to you that was like, wow. It's also, I guess it could be brutally honest, but sometimes it comes across as mean. And I asked this because I made a comment to my husband last night. He said something. And I said, you're starting to sound like a cranky old man. You're going to turn into Uncle Frank. And Uncle Frank was the meanest person I've ever met in my life. My mom's uncle, really mean man. He looked like Beetlejuice. And he would just say whatever he wanted to anyone. And I remember we'd go visit him. He lived in Watts in California.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'd walk up to his house and I'd start crying. I'm like, I don't want to see Uncle Frank. And he had one of those things on his door where it was like a little door in the door.
Yeah.
So you'd knock and he'd open it and look out at you like with one eye. And so Uncle Frank, we go in. My mom's like, hi, Frank. And he's gone. Rest in peace, Uncle Frank. He was a great man, but he'd be like, hi. And then he'd like analyze our kids. Like, wow, you guys are grown. Wow, you're getting fat.
Oh, geez.
Like he would say stuff like that to me. It was always, I would always cry whenever we went to Uncle Frank's house. Meanest man I know. I think older people are meaner. What do you think?
I wholeheartedly agree. Older people are so much meaner because they know what they're doing. They know what they're saying. Uncle Frank, he knew what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Older people, they know when they're saying something mean or they're coming at you in a side way. They know what's going on. And it's funny if you spin it too, because I remember I was dating a girl in D.C. and we just started dating. We went to a family picnic. And we get there, and her grandmother is there. She's introducing me to her grandmother, what I do for a living in radio. And she said something along the lines of, like, oh, you can make a living doing that?
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, I've been making a living at that point for, you know, 10 years or so. I'm like, yeah, you can. You know, half decent one, too, if you're any good at it. So she knew what she was saying. Now I have, like, a 4-year or 5-year-old say that. Hey, how you doing? What do you do? I work in radio. Oh, you can make a living doing that? Like, yeah, he doesn't know. He's just asking. Like, wow, that's people get paid for being in radio. Yes, you can. You can make money working in radio. Oh, cool. Kid, innocent and sweet. Grandmother, older person, mean and deliberate.
Well, is it always innocent and sweet, though, with a kid? Because sometimes I'm like, like this. What this just came in. This is from Shelley. She says when my she said little kids are the meanest, and the thing is they don't know they're being mean. When my son was four, he told me, "You're the very best mom in the world." I know that's not really true, but I thought it would make you happy to hear it.
But because he doesn't, they don't know they're being mean.
But they are still being mean. What do you think? Who said the meanest thing ever to you? Was it a child or was it an older person? 702-364-9400. Lindsay, good morning. What do you think?
I think that older people are meaner for sure because they know what they're saying. Kids are just honest and, you know, they're just trying to, they're just asking questions.
Have you ever had an older person say something mean to you?
I came into contact with a lot of mean older people.
it just depends, too, on... There are nice older people.
Yeah.
There's one end or the other. I don't think there's any in between. This one says, I was a nursing assistant serving lunch, and one of the ladies asked the other aide if she had just gotten a perm. The aide was pleased that the resident had noticed and said with a smile, yes, I just got it yesterday. To which that old lady replied, well, next time, make sure they give you a good one.
Oh my God. Like your Uncle Frank, who was the meanest person alive, you said.
Well, he's dead now, but
yes,
yeah.
He's looking down. I'm trying to be nice to the guy.
Up.
do you think he was always mean?
I don't know. That would be a question for my mom because she knew him for a lot longer than I did.
And what happened? Like what pushed Frank over the edge? Was he, like you said, you told your husband? Talk about a mean comment. Okay. You told your husband that he's starting to act like the meanest person that was ever alive.
Oh, he was grumpy about something. Like, he saw something on the floor and he kicked it. He's like, no one does anything around here. And I was like, oh, okay, Uncle Frank. And then he caught himself because he did not want that label. Let's talk to Jorge. Jorge, what do you think? Kids or older people?
Oh, I definitely think kids. They just come out so natural, and it's, you know, with older people, you know, I feel like they do know what they're saying, but with kids, I feel like it's just so honest that you rethink about what they're telling you. You know, my daughter tells me, hey, you know, I think you gained some weight.
No.
You know, you used to be smaller, you know, a few months ago, and we're in the process of, you know, dieting right now, and she would check us, you know, say, hey, you can't eat that. Remember, you're fat. And I'm like, wow, you know, okay, well, thank you for letting me. Let me rethink that.
Yeah, could you sugarcoat it? She's like, no, because you don't need any sugar in your diet. Let's talk to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. What do you think?
Definitely older people, because they are very biting with what they can say.
What, did someone say something to you?
Yeah, my uncle, I hadn't seen him in a couple of years, and he said, oh, I want you to meet one of my friends, Jenny Craig.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a nice welcoming.
Yeah, no kidding. I am so sorry. I there's no excuse for that.
But what if, though,
do you earn that right as you get older?
Maybe he has a free pass, but what if a woman comes walking like, hey, Lisa, I'm Jenny Craig. I'm your uncle's friend. We went to high school together. Savage.
This one says, I hosted a huge Thanksgiving a few years ago. I invited a friend that didn't have anywhere to go. When my mom arrived, I introduced her to him. She looked me in the eye and asked, tell me this isn't my new son-in-law. I hope he didn't hear. It's brutal.
Now, if a little kid says that, like, is that your new husband? It's innocent. It's sweet. Mom says it. It's mean and deliberate. You know what you're doing, Mom.
Okay, what about this one? This isn't innocent and sweet. My son at age 5 took his birthday money and bought me Estee Lauder lipstick. I opened it and nearly cried in the store. Then he whispered in my ear, don't forget to pay me back. That's mean.
No.
You're supposed to get that for out of the kindness of your heart. She gave birth to you.
Oh, that's great. Here we go. 8 o'clock hour and 8:25. So we're about 15 minutes away from this. We have that Apple TV 4K courtesy of Capital Music. It's yours. When you win, heads up. It's all coming up next. And plus, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
Mix 94.1, giving away an apple a day.
This is for real.
You know you've been binge-watching The Office and using the TV to babysit your kids.
Do you hear that?
What?
No kids!
So that's why we're giving you an upgrade. Listen all this week to win your Apple TV 4K and Mix 94.1's Apple a Day giveaway courtesy of Capital Music Group. Visit mix941.fm for more info.
That Apple TV 4K, it is yours when you win Heads Up, and that is coming up here in less than 5 minutes. If you were still single, Mercedes, how do you think you would deal with it, with the dating pool and the dating environment today?
Oh, they're not good. Not well. Not at all. I have a girl. I have several girlfriends that are single. One is newly single, and she is just, she is out of her element. She's just so confused by everything, and it's got to be tough.
I would not be able to make it. And just social media and stuff. Like, my clubbing, partying days were before social media, and I am so grateful for that. I would not want to wake up the next morning after Utopia and get home and see so-and-so posted a photo on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, oh, take that down.
Yeah, not good at all. Why do you ask?
Well, I saw this article. This is so interesting. And Nudia, you're single. I'm going to bring you here in on this one here, because it says, posing this simple question to a first date will help you decide if you have a future together. This comes from a couple of different marriage counselors. They've studied this, and they say that the main predictor for a successful relationship is not shared interest, having the same job, or sense of humor. It's cutting to the chase with one simple question that you can ask your date.
With one simple question.
What do you think that question would be? Or Nudia, do you have any go-to questions when you're on a date with a fella?
Do you like to drink?
Why that? That's going to determine if you have a future together?
Well, no, I mean, it kind of makes a difference. I feel like people that don't like to drink, like, usually don't like to date people that like to drink.
And you like to drink?
My husband doesn't drink, and I like to drink. It totally works, Nudia. You don't discount those guys, because they will take care of you if you have a couple of drinks too many. They will be your DD. Like, it works for us. It's the weirdest
DD part.
Thing.
Okay, I see that. This has perks now that we're talking.
Nudia, that is not the that's not the question here.
Is it close?
No.
This question, what do you guys think it is? Posing this question on a first date will help you determine if you have a future together.
Now, when I read the question, I went to single JC, and if a date would have asked me that, I'm like, whoa, okay, let me think of this answer here. And it does. I think it does reveal a lot about a person.
Is it like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Maybe it shows what the person's motivation is. What do they have aspirations? Are they just content? Are they settling where they are in life? Do they want to grow? Is it something like that?
That is a great question to ask someone, but that's not the one, according to these marriage counselors and doctors and stuff that put this together.
What would you want to know about a person right off the bat that in your mind would really determine if you want to pursue something with them? 702-364-9400 is our number. Is it something with it's a huge thing right now, is it politics? Like, you know, where do you find yourself politically? Because, you know, one person on the right may not be able to deal with someone who's far on the left, and vice versa. Maybe you want to find someone who at least is close to with, you know, believing what you believe.
That's another great one too, but that's not the one here. According to this article, I can just give it to you guys. I'll just give you the question, okay?
Okay.
The question is, you ask your date, so how come someone as wonderful as you is still single?
Why would that?
Oh, no.
Well, according to this article, they say, and it's interesting, as they relate the stories of their last relationship, are they taking any responsibility for the last relationship not working? If their answer portrays them as the victim, they say you should run, because relationships are a two-way street. And unless you're dating a narcissist, you're both likely to have played some part in the previous breakup.
Mixed eyes is this.
I get that, but part of me feels like that's just a, number one, it's a way to kiss up. Like, how come someone as wonderful as you? I'd be like, oh gosh. And then also, I feel like it's a kind of a judgy question. Maybe it's just me, though. Like I said, I've been out of the dating game for a very long time. But to me, it seems kind of judgy. Like, you are putting them on the spot to basically tell them your history. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't like that question.
Well, maybe not pose the question the same way, but I think it's a good conversation to have when you're talking about past relationships. I never thought about that. I think probably when I talk about my exes, I'm putting it on them. I don't... I think sometimes, I guess it's sometimes I would put it on me, but yeah, to see where do they blame the fault in the relationship? Is it all on that person? They're not taking any ownership for what went wrong?
Well, so how would you answer that? Let's say we're on a date and I want to know why someone as wonderful as you is still single. What would you say?
My initial response would be, oh, I just haven't found the right one.
And then I would feel kind of like, well, that was just a boring answer, because I would answer the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they would want more, like more detail. Like, why haven't you found the right one?
Well, the girl I was dating, she moved away and we just grew apart.
Why'd you grow apart?
Because she was in California and I was here and we both wanted different things out of life.
Yeah, they're just so... I guess maybe it's a good conversation starter to kind of get deeper, but that's pretty heavy for a first date.
So, Nudia, how come someone as wonderful as you is still single?
Because I want to be... honestly, I don't like that question either. I'm kind of with Mercedes on this one.
It seems like a passive aggressive way to get really invasive.
Hey, passive aggressive.
I know. Let's talk to Joe. So, Joe, good morning. What do you think?
I think it is, do you want kids?
Oh, yeah. That's a game changer for a lot of people.
Or do you have kids too on a first date? Hey, by the way, do you have kids? You do? Okay, cool. You don't? Okay, cool.
Yeah, you got to make sure you guys are on the same page as far as that goes, for sure.
There was something else in here about this one. Ba-bum. Yeah, just calls it a big red flag just to find out how they portray their last relationship.
Yeah, I like the idea, though, to kind of get to know the person and find out how, you know, who was your last relationship with? And then see if they talk about, oh, they were the devil. They were it was all of them. And then you're like, okay, I can see where this is going. Yeah, but if they say, oh, you know, I was just not in a good spot and it was both of us, then I'm like, okay, this person can take responsibility for their own actions.
Yeah, maybe if they're calling their ex the devil, that could be a good red flag as well.
Big red flag.
All right, time to win right now. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You don't have to tell us why your last relationship did not work out. You just get to play heads up.
Yes, we have three categories for you to choose from. You pick your category, you pick your partner, and if you get 66 and 60, you are going to win a brand new Apple TV 4K. This is really cool. Everyone should have one of these. We want to give it to you right now. Caller 20 gets to play, 702-364-9400.
August just got a little bit better. That's three doors down, and they just announced that they have a new single coming out by the end of the month called Wicked Man.
Ooh, okay, cool.
So new Three Doors Down is coming out in 2020. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we're doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Michelle, you are caller 20. Congratulations! Let's do this. Let's make you a winner this morning. You're playing Heads Up. What category do you want to pick? Do you want to go with Pop Star, Hamel Time, or Singing Divas?
Pop Star.
Pop Star. All right. Shawn Mendes' birthday is coming up on August 8th. So these are all pop stars we're looking for in this category. Okay, Michelle?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, you got 60 seconds on the clock, and this is cool. When you get six correct, you're going to get the Apple TV 4K. You guys start now.
She sings Seven Rings. She has a ponytail. She was
Ariana Grande.
Yes. He is a member of One Direction. He sings Watermelon Sugar. She sings I'm a Bad Guy, and she has green hair. Yes. This is he sings One Dance, Hotline Bling. He does a dance.
Great.
Yes. She just came out with a new album called Folklore. Huge star. She sings the Reputation album was hers. Okay. She sings Don't Start Now. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna pass on that one. He has tattoos all over his face. He sings.
Post Malone.
Yes, she is Jay-Z's wife.
Beyonce.
Yes. Woo!
Is that six?
No, that's five.
That's five. Yeah. Wait, that's five.
Dang, I got excited over five.
I know. That was five, though, right?
Yeah,
you passed
that's
on one
five.
Of them.
I'm looking at them. Oh, my gosh.
You're so close, too.
Michelle, I'm so sorry I let you down. I can't believe it. This is awful. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Michelle, no, don't be sorry. Hang on the line. Let's try to get you a consolation prize here. Don't go anywhere. Oh. Dang it. We passed on Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, and Dua Lipa.
And so we're looking for caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get that Apple TV 4K courtesy of Capital Music. And here we have Dua Lipa lined up, ready to go.
Oh, well, I wish I could have said, this is the next song we're going to be playing. How would she know?
We play Vegas's best variety.
Nobody's got better variety.
And the best new music.
You get to discover new artists and new music.
New music from Mix 94.1.
Justin Timberlake on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The devastation from the blast in Beirut, Lebanon is becoming much clearer as cleanup of the area begins. Rescue workers have been digging through the debris field of the explosion that leveled a large area, heavily damaged downtown buildings. A mushroom cloud at the time of the explosion could be seen over 100 miles away in Cyprus. At last check, the death toll has now passed 100. Several people are still missing. The Red Cross is coordinating setting up morgues as the hospitals are completely overwhelmed. At least 4,000 people have been injured. Many are blaming corruption and poor oversight on the devastation as politicians made no move to assure the ammonium nitrate was properly disposed of. 2,700 tons of the compound was stored unsecured in a warehouse for years, and it ignited yesterday, causing that massive blast.
It was insanity seeing that thing, and there's more videos that are popping up of, I saw the one from the apartment from afar. You see the blast happen, the huge mushroom cloud. I saw another one where a guy was doing a Zoom interview or something with someone, and she felt the blast, and you see everything around this poor woman just kind of collapse, and thank God this woman was okay, but just seeing these videos and images, crazy.
And more are coming out, too. Ugh. So, also this morning, have you ever screwed up a chore on purpose just to get out of doing it in the future? A new survey found 1 in 4 people have tried that trick, including 18% of women and 32% of men. They also looked at how much of our life is spent cleaning and found the average is 5 hours and 54 minutes a week, or almost one full day a month. Some other stats, the chores people said take the longest are dusting and sweeping, cleaning the bathroom and doing laundry. 80% agree that men are doing more chores than they used to. So that's some good news from it. And 69% said chores get in the way of spending quality time with their family.
Yeah, think about all the time you do spend doing chores, or just doing errands here in town, running to the grocery store, picking up dry cleaning, or whatever your errands are, just all the amount of time that's spent doing that stuff.
I really enjoy doing some chores, though. They just help relax me. Like, I don't do it very often, but when I do it, it helps just center me so much. And it's ironing. I like ironing. I was feeling bummed out about something yesterday, and I was just like, I need to iron something. And so I just took my pillowcases off of my show pillows and just started ironing the pillowcases, and it made me feel so much better afterwards. I was in such a better mood.
Do you have an ironing board and you have the whole setup and everything?
I do, yeah. I do it in my closet. I set up the ironing board in there. I turned on some music, and I just started ironing pillowcases. And then I had these beautiful iron pillowcases afterwards, and I felt better. So it was a kind of a two-in-one situation.
Do you use a starch spray? Do you put water into the iron?
No, I just use water in the iron and just... That sound too. Oh man, that's so satisfying.
Steam sound.
Oh, I love that sound. So yeah, that's a chore I actually look forward to.
I heard a hack of saying when you put that water in there, use distilled water. It's okay. Better than regular like tap water or house water. Use distilled water. It's less chance of staining or coming out harder, especially here in Las Vegas with that hard water. You don't want to use the hard water in your iron. Use distilled water if you got it.
I just put bottled water in there. I wonder if that's going to be okay.
That probably
there was no issues on it. Finally, this morning, you won't find this in any mattress company's product descriptions, but it would be great to know how their mattresses hold up when you're doing things on said mattresses. A mattress review site called Sleep Standards wants to help fill that void. They're looking to hire 5 couples and pay them $3,000 each to have relations on a bunch of different mattresses and then report back on how it went. They said, quote, we'll send you a new mattress every week, and all you have to do is give us your honest reviews on how good that mattress is for relations. They'll send 8 mattresses total, and when things are all done, the couples will get their $3,000, and they'll get to keep one of the mattresses. It's not clear what the company is going to do with all the other mattresses from the test, but okay. if you're interested, you just need to apply by September 15th. Nice way to make some quick money in a totally legal way while still having fun. All you got to do to sign up is go to sleepstandards.com to register.
That's something, too, just on a side note, just getting a good mattress, too. Once you get that good mattress that feels right, it is a total game changer.
It ruins you, though, for any other place. Like, if you go somewhere or stay in a hotel, I cannot... My husband hates sleeping at my mom's house because her mattresses are like so old and there's dips in them. And he's just like, I can't. Compared to our mattress, there's just no way.
That's an anxiety when we stay at an Airbnb is we get into bed for the first time to get in it. Like, okay, it's doable. Or we get in, you have that dip, you start rolling. You both roll into the center, you're lying on top of each other.
Yeah, I want to be as far away from him as possible.
You want some space when you're in that bed at night. We're doing 60 plus minutes commercial free. Justin Bieber Intentions. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.